I just wanted to acknowledge the Yahrzeit beginning this evening of Florence Prastowski, Steve's mother. Neshama should have an aliyah. The first day of Sivan, which we're just coming to an end, is unique amongst all of the Rashi Chadashim of the year, and so far it is a very significant place in rabbinic thought. The Torah tells us, "Bachodesh Hashlishi Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim." The third month, the Jewish people were leaving Egypt by Yom Hazeh, on that very day, indicating that it was Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the Chodesh HaShlishi, by Yom Hazeh, Ba'u Midbar Sinai. And then the Torah does something strange. It says, in the next Pasuk, Vayisu Me Refidim, Vayavo Midbar Sinai, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. So the famous Drash of Rashi, based on the Midrash, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Keneged Ahar, is Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. The Jewish people achieved unity before Matan Torah, which is why I've said in the past, in the Dayenu, and again, I'm not the first person to bring a proof from a piyut, the Chizkuni, sometimes if he wants to prove a point, he'll quote from the Dayenu. That's why it says, Ilu kirvanu lifnei har Sinai, velo nasan lanu es haTorah, Dayenu. What was the significance of coming to har Sinai if not receiving the Torah? Isn't that synonymous? The answer is no. Well, it's not synonymous. Ilu kirvanu lifnei har Sinai means, ki isha chad belev chad, we achieved unity as a Jewish people. But the question is, how was that unity achieved? So I think that's what I was alluding to before when we noted an anomaly in the Psukim. Why did it go back? And it say, Vayisu me refidim, Vayavo Midbar Sinai. The Jewish people, as far as we're concerned, are already in Midbar Sinai. Why are we going backwards? So what I'd like to suggest is the Torah is not giving us some kind of a geographical recapitulation. We know that they were in Refidim. So why is the Torah taking us back there? The Torah is indicating what allowed them to achieve that unity, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, was the experience in Refidim. What happened to Refidim? Vayavo Amalek, Vayilachem im Yisrael b'Refidim. And Amalek attacked the Jewish people. But in particular, what Amalek and their attack taught the Jewish people was something very important, because we know that the Torah describes it much later on in Sefer Dvarim, when Moshe is telling the story to the next generation. It says, "Vayizanev becha kol anechashalim acharecha." The Jewish people were not traveling in a very unified way. They were scattered all around, and especially the people who were weak, and they were straggling behind. So they were the ones that were left vulnerable to attack. The Jewish people, to their credit, learned a very important lesson. Vayisu me refidim, they left back that behind. Vayavo midbar Sinai, vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. The Jewish people realized that they had to look out for one another. And indeed, that's the very message which is implicit in Kabbalat HaTorah. Because part of receiving the Torah was the introduction of a concept called Arvut, which basically means that a Jewish person is responsible, both for good and for bad, when it comes to another Jewish person as far as mitzvahs are concerned. So that means even if I discharged a mitzvah, I can help. If I heard the shofar 100 times and somebody is homebound, I'm able to blow the shofar for them. I already discharged my mitzvah. How is that possible? So Rashi explains that based on the principle of Arvus. He says, Kol Yisrael arevim zeh bazeh b'mitzvos. And unfortunately, it works in the other direction also, is that if Jewish people are not faithful to the Torah, God can sometimes take it out on that particular individual. But the story of the Battle of Ai that you recall, when Achan took from the Shlal of Yericho, and he took what he should not have taken from, so he wasn't the one that was punished alone. There were 36 Jews that died in battle. And the Gemara says, I don't understand, what do those Jews do? And the Gemara says, this is also based on the principle of Arvus, that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh, that we have this kind of a mutuality. So that's what Kabbalat HaTorah was really about. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, as the Jewish people came to the mountain all together unified, that was based on our experience, having left people straggling behind in Refidim. Rabbi Hanan ben Akash.